Good morning. After one of the hottest, if not the hottest, July on record in Spain, 2,124 people have died due to the heat. In a month where temperatures remain consistently high, with many recording up to 20 days of tropical or equatorial nights, the death toll raced past last year's high. With more heat to come and with rain levels well below the norm, many worry that August may see similar numbers. Adding to the concerns is the high cost of energy, which many are finding unaffordable. The energy crisis brought on by the invasion of Ukraine has made energy a scarce resource, pushing up the price and causing shortages in some areas. To try and help the situation, the government is encouraging businesses to turn the thermometer up on air conditioning, but that too could pose problems. Last month became the second most expensive month in history as the electricity bill soared on average by 67%. According to the data provided yesterday by the consumer association Facua, the electricity bill in Spain for an average user with the regulated rate stood at €142.30 in July. This represents an increase of 66.7% compared to the same month last year. Opposition parties have called on the government to withdraw the Summer is Ours ad campaign, saying it is ruining the country's image. Calling for a thorough investigation into the implementation of the campaign, the PP and Ciudadanos have urged the Minister for Equality, Irene Montero, to apologise for the campaign that her ministry has launched without the consent of the people who appear in it, and demands that she withdraws it in order not to continue spoiling the image of the country. At a press conference, the PP's Deputy Secretary of the Economy, Juan Bravo, said the 84,000 Europe campaign failed to promote a summer without stereotypes and demanded a full explanation. Ciudadanos had launched a bid to have the whole issue investigated to find out why it didn't go to tender, who decided to launch the campaign, who approved the artwork and who was responsible for using models without their consent. The party said it was evident that the campaign has neither fulfilled its objectives nor has been carried out in the most transparent way. It turned out to be rather counterproductive, they said. EasyJet pilots in Spain have voted to strike for 9 days in August to demand better working conditions. The SEPLA union is demanding that the budget airline re-establish pilots' working conditions from before the pandemic and provide its pilots with a new multi-year contract deal. The action, in three periods of 72 hours each, is due to take place between August the 12th to the 14th, 19th to the 21st and 27th to the 29th. EasyJet said it was aware of upcoming pilot strikes at its bases in Barcelona, Malaga and Palma. Spain-based cabin crew at EasyJet suspended a planned weekend strike last Thursday after reaching a deal with the airline that includes higher salaries. Now, that's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.